Here's the latest news from the Associated Press in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. A possible federal shutdown is looming at month's end, and the Democratic leaders of Congress are demanding a meeting with President Donald Trump to negotiate. Senator Chuck Schumer and Republican Hakeem Jeffries said Saturday that Republicans, at Trump's insistence, have refused to enter talks. The leaders want a meeting with Trump to prevent what they call, quote, your decision to shutter federal offices if no action is taken by month's end. Trump late Saturday suggested he was open to meeting, but said he did not think it would have an impact. Luigi Mangione's lawyers are urging a judge to bar federal prosecutors from seeking the death penalty in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. They argued in court papers Saturday that authorities prejudiced this case by turning his arrest into a, quote, Marvel movie spectacle and by publicly declaring their desire to see him executed. Fresh from a legal victory that eliminated terrorism charges in Mangione's state murder case, his lawyers are now fighting to have his federal case dismissed. Federal prosecutors have until October 31st to respond. Mangione has pled not guilty. Dick Ebersole has had a major impact on television, creating Saturday Night Live in 1975 and Sunday Night Football on NBC in 2006. Both shows are celebrating milestones, with SNL marking its 50th season earlier this year and Sunday Night Football now in its 20th year. Sunday Night Football has been the top-rated primetime show for 14 consecutive seasons. The show introduced innovations such as flex scheduling and a musical opening. Ebersole's vision and collaboration with the NFL helped make Sunday Night Football a cultural phenomenon. Despite leaving NBC Sports in 2011, Ebersole's influence on storytelling and presentation remains strong. U.S. Steel is reversing course and now says it'll continue processing raw steel indefinitely at its Granite City Works plant in Illinois, nixing a decision that had put the plant on track to stop work in the coming weeks. U.S. Steel on Friday did not explain its reasons for changing course, other than that it'll maintain flexibility. It is now barely 3 months after Nippon Steel sealed a deal with President Donald Trump to buy the iconic American steelmaker by giving the government a say over decisions that will affect domestic steel production. The North American box office has slowed down after a strong September. Demon Slayer: Infinity Castle remains at the top, adding $17.3 million over the weekend. This makes it the highest-grossing anime film ever in North America. Him, a football horror produced by Jordan Peele, opened in second place with $13.5 million. Despite its promising premise, the film received poor reviews. The Conjuring: Last Rites followed it closely with $13 million in its third weekend. Meanwhile, the romantic drama, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey, starring Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell, disappointed with only $3.5 million. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on Thumb Broadcasting after this.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
In state and local news, a Michigan judge will consider pausing millions of dollars in taxpayer money that lawmakers approved for two baseball stadiums that an advocacy group believes violate the Michigan Constitution. Judge Brock Schwartzel, during a Tuesday hearing in the state court of claims, said he would rule by the end of the year on a motion by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy to temporarily halt those grants. The case seeks to rein in the state earmark process, which lawmakers in recent years have used to add billions of dollars to state budgets. Last year, lawmakers narrowly approved a budget that included $2.5 million for the Lansing Lugnut Stadium and another baseball field in Utica. The Mackinac Center argues lawmakers violated the Michigan Constitution. Jaden Maiava threw three touchdown passes and rushed for two more scores, and Makai Lemon caught a scoring pass and ran for another in number 25 Southern California's 45-31 win over Michigan State Saturday night. Maiava passed for 236 yards, and Wayman Jordan rushed for 157 yards and a fourth straight comfortable victory for USC. Long Beach native Aiden Childs threw three touchdown passes and rushed for another score for the Spartans. Michigan State linebacker Wayne Matthews left the field on a cart 42 seconds before halftime after getting hurt while making a tackle on Jordan. At about 9 a.m. on Saturday, the body of Raymond L. Babbitt of Owendale was located. Personnel and equipment from Christian Aid Ministries, which is an all-volunteer search and rescue group, local firemen, and the Huron County Sheriff's Department staged at the Owen Gage School campus to search again for the victim. About an hour and a half into the search, Babbitt, who was last seen on Monday, September 15th, was located by a CAM team. He was found in a cornfield off of 3rd Street, unfortunately deceased. Quote, an investigation by our office and the Huron County Medical Examiner's Office determined the fatal gunshot wound found on the victim was self-inflicted. It is very likely he took his life as far back as Monday the 15th, said Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen in a press release. The long-awaited dog park in Marlette is now open. The park for four-legged companions officially opened on Wednesday with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. The dog park project was initiated by the Marlette Park and Pool Board as a way to enhance the use of the park. Its development was made possible through the support of the community, fundraising events, along with funding from the City of Marlette and some grants. The new park effort provides a safe and welcoming space for residents and their dogs to gather, exercise, and enjoy the outdoors. The development of the dog park reflects the community spirit of Marlette and being welcoming. Plans to develop that park area for dogs started back in March of 2024. And that is the news for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.